Editor's note: the FIFA World Cup kept us on our toes for 31 days and presented us with a new champions and added pages of history to the annals of the beautiful game, all the while enthralling global audiences from stadia across Russia. France were crowned world champions after a sublime showing in final, becoming the third team after the first champions Uruguay and the West Germany to claim a second title 20 years after their first. There was also a dream that the whole world first found itself wishing for as underdogs. Croatia reaches the World Cup final in a historic first. From the first time a World Cup match was telecast live in our country in the 1970s to its recently concluded 21st edition, worldwide appeal to the masses has only increased through the changes it's undergone in broadcast and marketing aspects over the past half century. Although a majority of fans across Bangladesh perhaps were left broken-hearted as local favorites Brazil and Argentina had flown home before the semifinals, the team showed the promise that four more years could end the European stranglehold of football's greatest prize. The most welcoming host nation gave fans a warm welcome to the largest country in the world and shared not only the football face but also its rich culture and heritage, which added more splendor to the grand event. On the pitch, there was a drama throughout, with reigning champions Germany exiting in group stages and David slaying Goliath left, right and center. To help our readers hold on to the afterglow of the brilliance that was the 2018 World Cup, the Daily Star is extremely proud to present Trist with the Telestar, a collection of the daily columns written by its executive editor Syed Ashraful Haq throughout the tournament. We have spent weeks preparing this supplement and we hope it serves as a useful memento of the 2018 FIFA World Cup. Thank you. It's rewarding Afnan Alvi and best cheers from Daily Star. Thanks to join with us.